order this meeting of the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission. Please rise to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Secretary, could you please do the roll call?
Joseph Sumners.
Present.
Joshua Kovalik.
Here.
John Poole.
Yes, I am.
John Starnes, present. That's myself. Sarah Lundy.
Here.
Will Spike.
Present.
John Estelle. Absent. Isaac Tate.
Here.
And Chuck Longton. Absent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven present, 2 absent.
Okay. from the commission, are there any additions or changes to the agenda?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Do you know if you wanted to move the executive session up to the town's land use council is here? I assume it would take only a few minutes. I don't anticipate it being a long session. Otherwise, you'd have to wait until the end of the agenda.
Sure.
Up to you.
Let's add that after item 6. Any other additions or changes? Okay. Moving on to item 5, which is the approval of the minutes from the April 23rd, 2024 meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
First by Commissioner Pike, seconded by Commissioner Summers. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining?
I do.
Okay. Commissioner Poole abstains. Thank you very much. Next on the agenda is remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda. I know that we have some folks here regarding the Town of Ledyard application for the Gales Ferry Intermodal LLC. Application as it is on our agenda. We won't be taking comments this evening, but we will be discussing it as a commission. So at this time, I'll ask for remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda. Okay. Hearing none, we will then move to an executive session once there's a motion.
So moved.
Second it.
Okay, first and seconded by Commissioners Pike and Desjardins. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we'll remove to executive session and be back momentarily.
Okay, next agenda.
Okay, the Planning and Zoning Commission has exited their executive session as of 6:32 p.m. We will now move on the agenda is item 7A, which is to open the public hearing regarding 24 sub 2 Black Ash Estates 970 Old Colchester Road, parcel ID 037-001-000 Oakdale, Connecticut. The owner applicant is Patchogue Capital LLC for proposed 13 lot re-subdivision. The application was submitted on March 28th and received April 23rd. Is there a motion to open a public hearing?
So moved.
I'll second that.
Okay. First and seconded by Commissioner Summers and Desjardins. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And our land use director has not rejoined us. Meredith, do you have anything to add about this?
We don't have our director. We don't have our director.
We'll wait just a moment for the director.
Where did you go? We lost him.
Thank you.
Todd went to take a leak.
Okay.
for the boss man.
Apologize.
No worries. So we just had a motion to open the public hearing regarding the Black Ash Estates. What should we know about this application?
This is a, I think, relatively simple single-family home residential subdivision, a frontage subdivision. This project had been granted a wetland approval some time ago. That application was litigated. The litigation was found in favor of the town.
How's this? Is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Is that okay? Or, I don't know if you can turn this up or if I have to sit here like this. I'm happy to do so if you want.
There you go. Right there. Look at that.
I should belt out a tune, huh? Okay. So to rehash what I just said, the application had received a wetland permit. Previously, that wetland permit was litigated. That litigation was determined in favor of the town. That wetland permit, based on the time frames in the statutes, we understand was still valid. That application was transferred. That permit, rather, was transferred by the Wetlands Commission recently. There were some objections that were raised to that. Others can speak to those if they'd like. In discussions with our council here, they and staff agree that we should continue with the planning and zoning process, open the public hearing on your end of it. And to that, I understand from the applicant's legal counsel who's here this evening that they weren't prepared to do a presentation this evening, but we would open the public hearing. If the commission wants to take public comment, I think you're certainly within your rights to do that. And then we would keep the hearing open and continue it to your next meeting in June.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. The other thing I would note, at the staff level, we still are waiting for revised plans in response to some of the staff review comments. So the plans that you do have before you tonight will change. They won't change substantially, I believe. I think they mostly were kind of technical comments in that regard. But we will be getting revised plans, hopefully, shortly.
Thank you.
Okay.
As you mentioned, the attorney for the applicant, Attorney Heller, is here. Do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Good evening, Madam Chairperson, members of the Commission. My name is Harry Heller. I'm an attorney with an office at 736 Route 32 in Uncasville, and I represent Patchogue Capital, LLC. As staff indicated, while the revised plans facially will not be significantly different, there were some engineering review comments that have required some significant re-engineering. My understanding is that those plans are ready. The engineer wanted to submit them today. I said it's not fair to anyone to submit them today, so we're going to hold off until after this meeting. But within the next week, we will be submitting revised plans and supporting documentation for staff to review, addressing the both the staff comments and the engineering review comments. So I don't want to waste the commission's time with a presentation this evening on something that's not what you're going to be considering. So I would ask that you just open the public hearing, as you have done. Accept any comment from anyone who wants to speak, because it is a public hearing. They have the right to do so. But I would ask you to continue it to your June meeting, and I'll reserve my comments for them.
Thank you, Attorney Heller. So as Attorney Heller had mentioned, this is a public hearing, so we will invite the comment to make we will invite the public to make comments if they so choose regarding this application. We generally try to keep comments to around 3 minutes, particularly if we have quite a few folks that would like to speak. I have been asked by staff, if you come to make a public comment, if you could please add your name and address to the list on the podium, as well as state it for the record so that we have it for the minutes. During a public hearing, the general course of action is to request comments in favor of the application and then comments opposing the application, and I'll do each three times. So at this time, I'd like to make a call for anyone that would like to speak in favor of the application.
Well, I'm not in favor, I'm not opposed. My name's Ray Occolini, 7 Anderson Lane, Oakdale, retired fire marshal, town of Montville, basically assistant chief, first responder out of Oakdale. I looked at the plans, and this is one concern I have that none of your staff, fire marshal, never addressed this. We have a town ordinance, OA3, the number ordinance, that was adopted 6/12/1989 when I was the fire marshal. I just want to make sure on these driveways that are shared, like 11, 12, 13, 1 and 3, and the two long driveways, 9 and 5, meet the ordinance with the house numbers at the end of the road. If you're going up onto the one with the 3, it's at the end of the driveway. So we can find you in an emergency and make sure. I saw the public works director had a comment that one of the driveways, basically, I don't know if it was you coming off Black Ash, but it's actually off of Old Colchester Road. Just try to keep them on the street that they belong. There's so many houses in this town that it's very difficult to find. You know, basically, this ordinance came in part when we can't find people. The fire marshal, when I was here, we basically started sending letters out to people. Hey, the town ordinance says you got to have the number on your house, minimum 4-inch lettering, non-contrasting on your mailbox, be found, or, you know, there could be a delay for a heart attack or anything else. So, like, section B of this ordinance says the numerals used to indicate the street identification number on a building shall be located on the exterior or front of the building and on a sign, post, mailbox, or device located between the building and the street. I just want to make sure that was in here, because whenever I was a fire marshal, I made these comments. Hey, we're going to meet OA3. That was like for Oxaby Farms. They had the nice signs out there. You go up the road, you go to the right for the house 1, 2, 3, 4. We just want to find you in an emergency. And that's a big problem. If we can't find you, we can't help you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Occolini. Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to the application? And as a reminder, please just state your name and address, and then once you're done speaking, please add it to the list on the podium.
Okay. My name is Richard George. I live at 974 Old Colchester Road, and I am greatly affected this because the houses that are going to be put in are on all three sides of my property. This is the second time I've been to these meetings and appeared in front of the planning and zoning over the last 15 years or so. And that in the past I've also objected, and I have many of the same objections, but at this time I would request that you keep this public hearing open, because the plans are not available to see the final plans. The applicant, Mr. Heller, has not actually put in his formal presentation, and that we need to have an opportunity to see these plans and to hear what's being presented before we can be able to meet our case of why we oppose this. It's going to greatly affect my property, and the fact that the surroundings are going to change. It's going to go from a woodland looking to where I'm in the middle of a housing project. The water that comes off of the driveways that are going to be on both sides of me and behind me is all going to run onto my property, and that I don't know what kind of chemicals they're going to put on their driveways to keep them from freezing and icing up. I don't know what kind of fertilizers they're going to use on their yards. I don't know how much Roundup they're going to pour to keep weeds out. And all of these things are going to flow directly onto my property, into my wells, and also could affect my own sewage system. Again, if you note on the drawing, that even on the drawing it notes that they do not have my sewage system located, because they've never asked me. My house was built in 1749, and there's been several sewer systems at different times that are still hooked up to the home. But again, they're not represented. I have more than one well. They only represent one well on theirs. So there's many things wrong with this drawing that affect my property. And I would hope that you, in all fairness, keep this public hearing open till the next month's meeting so that we have an opportunity, myself and my other neighbors, have a chance to be able to look at the drawings and understand exactly what's happening here and to get whatever help we need to help us oppose this. That's all that I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. George. Okay. So hearing no other opposition, I'll move to a second request.
Three times.
Good evening. My name is Arlene Rivera. I live at 65 Black Ash Road. I guess my concerns are just about the fact that the way the land goes is much higher, and I'm more on a hill and having the overflow, especially coming through on the side. I'm already having land erosion. Also, I feel like the location of where the well is not correct on this, and it should be more pushed over, which changes the radius. But those are like my main concerns of just having the overflow of the spigots. I don't know where, you know, their sewage system and just having all that coming down into my well. Just that's my concerns is the water and having water coming into my house because of it. So that's it.
Thank you, Ms. Rivera.
My name is Heather Battersby. I live at 950 Old Colchester Road. Also, some of the same concerns is having the runoff. The back of my property actually dipped straight down, and it's going to run off into my neighbors. Many have the same concerns. The wetland that's already right next to my property is part of it. I already have two sub pumps in my basement, and anytime it rains, my whole backyard is a pool. So having this and putting all the landfill in to create these homes is just going to cause more water to continuously go. I actually did not see any of the paperwork because I didn't know about this until 9 o'clock last night. So that was one of my concerns, is it broadcasted? Like, how does this work? I might be new to the area, but, like, how do these meetings?
Public hearings are generally published in the newspaper.
Okay, but it's not directed to where the area that it's going to be greatly affecting? Like, we're not notified? It's
published in the day newspaper, correct?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just, Madam Chair, if I could, just so people understand, there are statutory requirements for legal notices, for publication. But we do have, and all towns are required to have, a registry where if you contact us, you can get onto that registry, and you will be notified of agendas and that sort of thing. So that's another way that you can kind of keep up to speed on what's going on without having to pour through the classifieds or the legal notices in the paper. So just a suggestion for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Nick Brothers, 85 Black Ash. My concern is that everything that's on that drawing of my house, the log cabin on the hill, is not correct. So the people who built that house owned all that land. So there's certain things on that map that don't show. Or there's certain things on that map that's not right. And the same thing with the water. There's tons, that's all wetlands back there. I mean, there's tractors back there from 40 years ago still sitting there because no one wants to get them out because it's 2 feet of mud. It's all marsh back there. So I'd like to see what the final drawing is, because having driveway to the left of me, that's not going to work out because you're going to hit something. And then having driveway behind my stone wall, you're going to hit my well. So there's a lot of things on that map. And somebody was back there last week and almost hit it with an excavator. So I appreciate the keeping this hearing open until we finally get the final stuff, because there is a lot of things going to be opposed to this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brothers.
Hello, my name is Jeff Dombrowski. I live at 59 Black Ash Road. I am part owner of 59 Black Ash Road. I lived there all my life. We're downhill from four houses. I have a retaining wall, which is a stone wall built probably in the 1800s. It's 8 foot high, 4 foot wide, and that's going to be blocking the water runoff from the house above it. The wall has already washed out quite a bit already over the storms. We've got more rain. Whenever it rains, you get 2 or 3 inches all the time these days. The engineering of the systems, the water systems, the roofs, everybody's going to say engineered. Things are made to break. You can only put so much water in a bucket, and it's going to overflow. Water's going to come downhill. That's why they put roads in front of your houses, to convert it to a drain and then to a stream and then eventually into the ocean. But having this development back here and catching all the water off the roof and running downhill, water runs downhill, you're not going to put your spigot to your house pointing uphill. Water is going to come down. And with all the... There is a vern pool. I know I've been on Black Ash all my life. If you want to know where the dumps are, the old transfer station was on Black Ash Road. And if you walk back there is still green, blue, yellow water seeping out of that ground. Does anybody know where the dump was? It was right there. There's two bottle dumps on this property. What have they put in pollution? Anything you want to know about Black Ash, Swamp Road, that's what I was growing up as. Mm-hmm. Switched the name so they could sell houses. Who wants to live on a swamp? So, in that aspect, my wells are shallow. They put shallow wells in. And in the print, they don't even show one of my wells. Back then, they put shallow wells in, and that's what they did. Now, you pop a well above that well, is it going to drain my well? Don't know. You don't know the future. Who's going to take care of it when the water washes the wall out that's holding back 8 foot of dirt? Are they going to put a retaining wall up? No. They're going to go in, put the houses in, and sell them. Do I have to write on this?
Yes. If anybody has forgotten, you can also come up at the end of the meeting and
ask. Until we get the new prints and revised prints. I'm all for that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dombrowski. Okay. So at this time, I will ask for the second time for anyone in favor of the application to come forward and speak.
I know this has probably been brought up, but there is vern pools there. If anybody knows what a vern pool is, and there is yellow spotted salamanders all through that area. So.
Okay, thank you.
You all.
Okay, so again, anyone in favor of the application's second call? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to the second call for anyone opposed to the application. Hearing none, third call for in favor. Hearing none, third call for opposed. Okay, hearing none, I will entertain a motion to, we've been asked by the applicant to continue the application to our next meeting.
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay, moved and seconded by Commissioners Desjardins and Kobeluk. Any discussion?
I have a quick question.
Sure.
I was looking at the maps. Excuse me. I was looking at the maps earlier. So on page 43 of our plan, conservation and development, There looks like there's a right-of-way trail that would go somewhere near the development, but I can't see that on the maps. Is there any information on that? I know if the development does go near those trails, then we should.
I think Attorney Heller said he'll do a presentation next time, so that's okay. Certainly perhaps something to keep in mind as we move forward with that application.
Great. Thank you. Yeah.
Any other discussion from the commission? Okay, all those in favor of keeping the public hearing open?
Aye.
Favor.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, the motion is passed. The public hearing will be continued until our next meeting. Thank you, everyone that came and spoke. Okay. We will move on to item 8, which is old business. 8A is 24 Site 3, 1492 Hartford New London Turnpike, parcel ID 005-027-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. The owner applicant is Jeff Daniels for a proposed processing, material storage, and equipment storage facility and associated site improvements. The application was submitted on April 10th and received April 23rd, and a decision is required by June 27th. Matt, what should we know about this application?
Okay. This has a little bit of history that we'll go over. The sum at this point is that we've been in contact with the applicant. We're going to have revised plans in. They've asked that we continue this to the next meeting. And I think it's better to provide the details at that time for you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'll entertain a motion to continue this to the next meeting.
So moved. Second.
First and seconded by Commissioners Sisjardins and Pike. Any discussion?
I just have one question. This is to staff. Notice on the site plan, they do not show any accessible parking. Accessible parking is required by state statute. And so is accessible access to the building.
Duly noted.
Okay, any other discussion? All those in favor of continuing to the next meeting?
So moved.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, we will continue this to our next meeting. Moving on to new business, item 9A is 24ZC3, Cricket's Corner, 879 Chesterfield Road, and 1665 Route 85, parcel ID 005-015-00C/012-007-000. The owner is Cricket's Corner LLC. The applicant is Roger L. Phillips and Rachel M. Bellardo for proposed zone change. This was submitted March 9th, 2024, and received May 28th, and it is set for... Is it set for a public hearing, or are we setting it for a public hearing?
I think we'd ask you to set.
Okay. So we've been asked to set a public hearing for June 25th, 2024. Matt, is there anything you'd like us to know?
Not at this time. No, we'll just wait for the hearing.
Okay. So I'll entertain a motion to set a public hearing for June 25th.
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay. First and seconded by Commissioner Summers and Tate. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion passes, and we will set a public hearing for June 25th. Just making a note. Item 9B is 24 Site 4, which is 339 Oxbacha Dam Road, parcel ID 044-005-00B. The owner applicant is David Warzika for a proposed 1,440-square-foot garage and outdoor kitchen. The application was submitted on May 24th and received May 28th, and a decision is required by August 1st. Matt, what should we know?
This pretty self-explanatory. It's a regulation that I may want to discuss with you, whether or not you still think it's something that you want to keep on the books, so to speak, or something you want to think about maybe changing or revising or even potentially getting rid of. A contemporary two-car garage nowadays is, you know, probably just maybe shy of 1,000 square foot, 800, you know, somewhere around in there. So this isn't necessarily too far from that. And I know a lot of people now, they'll have like a their own kind of a shop. Maybe they do woodworking or something. And oftentimes, you know, I mean, I know I do in my garage. And so my garage is probably not 1440, but larger than a standard garage. So we're going to table this for tonight and continue it to the next meeting. But I did want to kind of plant that seed to have you start maybe thinking about that in the future.
Okay. All right. I'll entertain a motion to continue this item until our next meeting.
So moved.
Second.
First and seconded by Commissioners Sistrardens and Kobolek. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion has been continued until our next meeting. Next, we'll move on to zoning matters and the zoning enforcement officer report.
Stacy Bradford, zoning and wetlands officer for the record. And this is my report for the period of April 24th, 2024 through May 28th, 2024. Total inquiries were 188. Total zoning permits that were open at the beginning of this reporting period were 319. We closed out with certificates of zoning compliance, 19. We had 31 field inspections. We issued 24 zoning permits, giving us a total of zoning permits currently open of 324. Total of 4 new zoning complaints. 8 current complaints are ongoing. We closed out 4 complaints. We had no new wetlands complaints. 4 ongoing wetlands complaints. We had 1 wetlands complaint that was closed, and we had 1 inland wetlands application that was withdrawn, and no ZBA applications.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Stacy? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. Thank you. Next is the land use director report.
I'll go through these fairly quickly, but if you have any questions, by all means, stop me and let me know. The SIF grant is going well. I've got a first draft of the narrative. We have received also some endorsements from some of our state legislators. Those are helpful as part of the grant application. Again, the deadline for that is June 21. I anticipate hopefully getting it in maybe a week or so ahead of the deadline, but certainly by June 21. Legislation, this was a short session. There was only a couple of items that were adopted, public acts. I don't know if they've been signed yet, but they're certainly public acts. I did hand out tonight a little one-pager to you where I extracted the relevant information. One of those is a mandate that we update our regulations to address what they call solar canopies and have a permit process for those. And the other is really just kind of putting a finer point on the fact that building officials are prohibited from issuing COs if there are state traffic permits required. So the legislature...
Certificate of occupancy.
Hmm. Right. COs, certificates of occupancy. And the legislature felt that they wanted to give the state agency more authority, I guess, to actually require the building official to revoke permits, I guess, in the event they discover that they've been issued without the traffic permit. This item C, 11C, I just wanted again kind of plant the seed for a future conversation about potential regulation amendments. At the staff level, we're kind of going through the regs. Obviously, you've got your POCD update. one of the recommendations in the POCD update is to, you know, obviously take a look at your zoning regs and your zoning map. So we'll start to do that. And it's kind of a mixed bag of things. Some things are kind of just general cleanup. Some things are, I think, hopefully intended to make the document a little user-friendly, going with, for instance, a use table as opposed to repeating uses, mm-hmm. you know, by section, those kinds of things. So just a heads up on that, probably within the next couple of months or so, we should have maybe a little bullet list for you for that. GIS working group, that is something that we talked about at the department heads level. As you probably know, we outsourced the GIS.
Could you explain what GIS is?
Oh, I'm sorry. Geographic Information System. So it's a digital mapping system that has together with it an associated database. So you can do mapping, but you can also do some spatial analysis. And it's a very powerful tool, and it's been in common use now for many, many, many years here. We used to have an in-house person, staff person, who used to manage the GIS. Before I came, they decided to outsource that. But I'm not sure that we figured out all the details of how that would actually work before we kind of implemented that. So this GIS working group is kind of a cadre of focused people, public works. WPCA has their own GIS. But obviously IT, planning and zoning, assessors, because we have to update assessors map and things. So the needs vary by department. So we're starting to work on that. Fishing pier, that's on track. The DEP permitting is initiated. Not sure how long that will take to get through that process. I'm hoping that they'll kind of expedite it, given the fact that this is funded in large part by a fisheries grant. So the DEP is hopefully one of the stakeholders involved. Animal control facility, nothing really to report. I think they're going to have some information at the June Town Council meeting. I think that's what the schedule was, at least as far as I heard. So stay tuned for that. Community connectivity grant. That was a grant that was gotten, I think, by Marsha. Mm. A few years ago, and it had to do with Route 32 sidewalks. It went dormant because apparently, as I understand it, there were some design issues at 163 and 32 that the DOT district had some objections. So they decided to go back and try to rework that and rescope it and maybe focus a little bit more on the south end of town. So the mayor indicated that he's still interested in that, so we had to get an update from DOT recently for that. So hopefully we'll keep that moving. On the housing topic, we did a little bit of just basic research to try to determine what's been approved that's actually under construction, what's been approved that is still kind of sitting and not under construction. And then we also wanted to give you a little bit of a general sense of what is kind of in the hopper on a preliminary basis. Obviously, on a preliminary, we can't really give you too much details, but we did want to at least give you kind of an order of magnitude. So hopefully you found that table informative. Mohegan Dam removal, that's still undergoing technical review pending at DEP. We got a new dam removal. The Norwich Golf Course, people contacted us late last week, actually, and they want to get our support for the removal of a dam up on the golf course by the London Turnpike, I think it is. And so we're just starting to look at the technical merits one way or another of that, and then I don't know if they want an endorsement from the Planning and Zoning Commission. I don't think so. Maybe it's from the mayor.
That's on the Norwich side, though, right?
Somebody. Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll let you know what's going on with that. Oxibaxo Lofts, again, great project. Started long before I got here. So kudos to everyone who was involved in that. I'm happy to report that we either just paid or we're certainly in the process of paying the first payment on the Brownfield grant, the reimbursement for that. That was just shy of, I think just shy of $1 million for the Brownfield grant. So they're moving forward. I think their target for kind of a soft opening is sometime in the fall, maybe October-ish. So looking forward to that getting open. Commission budget, nothing to report. That's all pretty much pro forma at this point. Obviously, the town council's got their deadline to act. The municipality permit system, this was put in place before I got here. Not really some significant concerns, but there are some functions where certain people have the authority to kind of sign off on or change or manipulate permit information when they shouldn't really have those authorizations. So we're kind of working with IT to see if there's something they can do within the software to kind of fix that and address that. Because that can be, it sounds like a little detail, but that can be a real serious problem if someone inadvertently changes some, you know, checkbox in the system and people go forward thinking that something has been done or not done based on, you know, that kind of that mistake. So we're trying to get that fixed up as well. Last thing on this is I talked to Lenny, the mayor, about doing what's done in a lot of towns and to an extent what's done here kind of on an ad hoc basis, so maybe to formalize it a little bit more. And that's call it a development team, call it whatever you want to call it. But it's just basically a group of the technical staff, town engineer, our office, WPCA, building, and some others. And you meet on a fairly regular basis to have pre-application meetings with potential applicants. And you go through their plans, hopefully work out as many details as you can on the front end so that by the time it comes to a formal application before you or Wetlands, for instance, most of the technical issues at least have been worked out. So we're going to try to get that up and running, and we'll let you know how that's going forward as well. So that's about it. Apologize for the long list, but I do want to let you know what's going on. And if you have any questions, always, you know, contact the office, call us. You know, we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, moving on to item 12, which is other business. 12A is Town of Ledyard, PZ number 24-3, SUP, and PZ number 24-4, CAM. The applicant is Gales Ferry Intermodal LLC. A public hearing has been set by the Town of Ledyard, I believe, for June 13th, 2024. And what do we need to know about this?
Okay. My understanding is that that's still on for June 13th. We did not receive the required formal mailed notice, which is really of no material concern at this point because we obviously know. So effectively, we've received notice, if that makes any sense. So we don't have any objections to not receiving that notice.
What was the notice we did receive a few months before you?
That was a prior application that had been withdrawn. Mm-hmm. This would have been, every time they do, you know, re-up of the application, they have to do it all over again. So this would have been this new notice.
Didn't have any application, interest before. Why send it back through?
Well, I'm going to explain. Mm-hmm. I'm going to explain. So the mayor sat down with me. We had a discussion. He asked me to take a look at the plans. I looked at the plans, at least the information that's available online in Ledyard. And so between that and then a subsequent discussion with him, it was determined that there could potentially be some significant impacts, at least in terms of noise along the shoreline immediately across from where the facility is located. So if you, and I tried to include some sheets from the application that was online, the plans that were online, and there's a cross-section that you'll see, cross-section A, and there's a nice profile that they did. And I included that just to show you that, and it, you know this anyway, because you're familiar with the area, you're familiar with the land. So the slope faces west. Mm-hmm. So as they're working the slope, much of that noise is pretty much going to be deflected across the river, you know, to the west. Blasting is not necessarily that much of a concern, because blasting typically is, A, it's an impact, it's momentarily, and they usually control it with mats, you know, heavy mattings. So there's a thump, there's a noise. But from across the river, you know, the blasting for the most part probably isn't much of a concern. I think the more of our concern is related to the rock crushing and the processing of the materials. The crushers, they can certainly be fairly loud. And given the way that the topography is, as they work the face and where they want to put the crushers, that's something that I think we want to at least note that we have a concern relative to that. There were some additional kind of points in there, but it basically pretty much revolves around noise. I don't know how they would attempt to mitigate that. I don't think there's been any noise studies that I saw, at least, in the documentation. So we intend to make some suggestions that they take a closer look at that, and then if there's some mitigation that's needed, that they consider, you know, doing that for Montville. Again, this is specific to Montville. We're not making any commentary relative to the project in a general sense or some of the other issues that may have been raised by certain people over in Ledger. That's absolutely none of our business. We're strictly looking at how the operation might affect lands and property and people in Montville. So,
are you requesting anything in terms of this at this point?
Generally, what I handed out tonight is what I would probably provide. If you have any serious concerns with that, by all means, let me know. I don't think I need a formal motion at all, but I did want to at least let you know that this is what we were probably going to do. And, you know, again, separate independent community, Ledger can do what Ledger wants to do or not do. We have no control over that, but at least we can get our concerns into the record, and hopefully they'll respond in some way.
What would our deadline be to reach out to you regarding this?
Today's the, I mean, within a week or so would be good, if you do have concerns.
Okay.
Again, we're trying to stay focused, and we're trying to keep it specific to, you know, particular things, so.
Okay, so please reach out to staff if you'd like to discuss or have any concerns or differences of opinion on this within the next week, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Moving on to the draft regional open space plan.
Draft regional open space plan. Okay, the Council of Governments and the Regional Planning Commission. I think Joe is our delegate.
Yes.
The alternate. Chair is the alternate. At some interval, they update their, I don't know if it's a 10-year cycle. I'm not exactly sure. I apologize. But they're in that process now. At the last council meeting, the council president asked that I share that draft with the Conservation Commission. So I sent that to the Conservation Commission, I think the next day or the day after. They're reviewing that right now on behalf of the Montville piece of it. You know, obviously we're not going to rewrite the regional plan for the regional agency. We're just interested in the Montville part. I haven't heard anything back recently. I'll circle back with them within a few days or so just to check on their status. And I'm sure they'll have some good and relevant, you know, comments and information to share. But I just wanted to at least let you know that that's kind of in process. If anyone has any interest, let me know. You're certainly more than welcome to, you know, engage with the Conservation Commission in one way or another if you choose to. It's up to you. But we hope to get comments to them, I would think, within a couple of weeks or so.
Thank you. And how about the draft state conservation and development plan?
Same thing. This is the state level C&D plan, so they're on a 5-year cycle. They update their, it's kind of their version of the POCD. And I handed out this evening some background information on the current plan, which expires, I think, in 2023, and then their proposed draft plan. The current plan used this idea of priority funding areas, PFAs, on their map. So if you look at the map from the 2018 to 2023 plan, you'll see some shades of pink or salmon and et cetera. The point is that current map generally did a pretty good job of reflecting both existing and planned conditions in the town of Montville using those PFAs. For some reason, I don't know why, but OPM and the state decided that they wanted to use a completely different methodology for this new draft plan. And you can see, I think, it's hard to read the map because they don't put the roads in, they don't put whatever, you know. And it's done at a state level, so to be fair to them, when you're dialing in, you know, on an image to just pick up Montville, you know, what you got is what you got. But I think if you know the town well enough so that I think if you look at the map, you can kind of figure out this is where the Mohegans are, this is where 395 is, you know, to the right of that, obviously it's 32. So anyway, so the new methodology and the map needs a lot of work, to be frank about it. So there are some either bulleted or numbered items that I want to convey on your behalf to OPM through the regional, because the regional is kind of organizing all of this. And hopefully they will make some significant changes to that map. For instance, if you look at the Oxabaxo, where a lot of the, you know, manufacturing is, that is definitely not shown correctly on their map. Now, the reason why this is important is because the state C&D map is used together with the narrative and the policies and the written part. When the state agencies evaluate things like grant applications, so we have to make sure that map shows what it needs to show, because if we're going to go try to get a grant to do some capital facility improvements, sewer extensions, something, whatever, and there's a conflict with that map, that could potentially be a problem for us. So this is kind of important that we make sure they get it right, so to speak. So hopefully that gives you enough information. And I didn't make too many mistakes with what I was recommending on there. I think I got the geography right. And some of the things are simple things where they put the what I think was intended to go like in Oakdale, and they just kind of, and it might be the scale, it might be the map scale issue really more than anything else, where that needs to just be shifted to be where I think they intended to put it. I'm just guessing at this point. But certainly that 32 corridor, the north end of the 32 corridor and the Oxabaxo on that 163, that needs to change. Definitely okay. Needs to change. So any questions?
One question. You know, since the map is very difficult to read, can it be suggested that the state break it down by county?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
that way it could be easier to read.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically a that's a snip, mm-hmm, off of a, you know, a PDF image, right, that you can blow up. So that's coming off of the computer, so the pixelation isn't going to be good. But yeah, certainly for the document, maybe for the print document or something, right, they could present it in a way where you can actually read it, you know, in a printed document. Mm-hmm. When you're online and you window in and out, you know, it's pretty good. you know, because you actually get the accuracy and that okay. you need, the definition. But
okay.
But I can certainly make that suggestion. And I'm sure other people have the same, other towns have the same concerns.
It's a statewide issue.
Statewide, so.
When you mentioned that the fishing pier boat launch is on schedule.
Right.
What is the schedule?
We would like to be able to have the permitting all done by the end of the summer. We again, I can't make DEP front load everything for us. I'm sure they've got other permits they're reviewing, but certainly there's going to have to be an RFP. There's going to have to be a process to get contractors and people on board. So that's not something that our office would do. We're just going to manage the kind of the planning, design, and kind of the permitting part. And then the actual construction part, I think, is going to have to change to more of maybe Public Works together with the town engineer consulting and kind of actually do that part of it. So.
When shall I be fishing?
We can go down now. It's going to be a little tough.
I don't want on the dock.
Yeah. No, you don't want to. No, you don't want to.
I mean, I don't want a pier. I want on the pier, you know.
It's hard to say because there are so
sounds
many
sounds like the animal control issue.
Well, no, I wouldn't mix the two. I mean, it's kind of apples and oranges in a way. All I can say is I came in March. I picked it up. I did a lot of triage, tried to figure out where things were at. This was one of the projects the mayor asked me to take a look at, and I could give you more details offline if you want about it, but suffice to say, I think we've got it back on track, and I'm excited. So if you can get the permits by the end of the summer or sooner, we'll just do the best we can to keep things moving. I'd love to be able to say, yeah, you'd be fishing in December, but probably not.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Were there any other questions before we moved on? No? All right. We do not have any correspondence this evening, and we've already had our executive session. So is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Before you do that, I'm really sorry, but this is why we have attorneys. I neglected to, or we neglected, share the blame. To note that for the executive session, when we came out, that there were no motions or votes that were taken, just to make sure that that's on the record.
Yes, there were no motions or votes.
If anyone thinks we may have done something, crazy in the executive session, we didn't.
Thank you for keeping us honest, Attorney Heller. All right, so with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Second.
Okay, first and seconded by Commissioners Poole and Desjardins. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the meeting is now adjourned. Thank you to everyone that came out and spoke this evening.